Folks, one of the biggest things that I get asked is, oh, I wish I could attend something that has a move of the Holy Ghost, something powerful that is life-changing. Well, guess what? I've got the answer to your prayers because my good friends over there at The Appearance Ministries, Augusto Perez, is having a very powerful event coming up June 14th, 15th, and 16th at Christ Central Church in McAlpin, Florida. The information is on your screen. The Appearance Ministry presents Show Me Your Glory event. Folks, this is going to be an incredible three-day event. If you are looking for a life-changing, powerful move of the Holy Spirit, get out to this event. For more information, go to the announcements tab at theappearance.com. That's theappearance.com. Folks, get out to this. You will never be the same. This isn't a conference. This is a manifestation of his presence.
Nationally syndicated media personality and author Sheila Zielinski, aka Weekend Vigilante. You're watching The Sheila Zielinski Show, the only program to bring you the truth behind the headlines, prophecy, and the deeper things of God with a focus on spiritual warfare. And now, here's Sheila.
Hi, everyone, and welcome to the Sheila Zielinski Show. Thank you very much for taking the time out of your busy schedule. And I can't wait to jump right into the program. It is Elvis Newhart from Hamburg, Germany, Church of Deliverance. Wow. You've not heard a show like this before. It's on Python Spirits and Mother Divine. Boy, this is going to be something else, folks. So without further ado, it is Pastor Elvis Newhart. Welcome back to the program. I'm going to hand you the mic, sir. Get into it for us and you throw it back to me when you're ready.
Hi, Sheila, and thanks again. Thanks again for having me. And like we spoke, you know, we did that series on the devil and Karen Kingston, and in the middle of that, chapter 11, they talk about the anonymous one, or the sixth demon that they were coming against in Karen Kingston. And as promised, like Sheila and I promised, we would come back and address this spirit later on, because it really deserved its own special show. And they call it the anonymous one, but we're going to find out that it's the anonymous two or more, and we're going to name that tonight. And I want to look at this, but it was a time where they were praying out of Karen Kingston. They came against, and they came up against a spirit. And actually, this spirit, where when you know it, and with the Bible verse that was referenced and everything, the spirits we're going to talk about this evening are Python, the spirits of Python. And we're also going to look at the spirit of the Mother Divine, because they actually work together here. I don't know why they titled this the anonymous one. So let's go forward. Now, what happened is, where I want to look at this is when they came against this spirit, and we're going to go over some different notes here tonight. We're going to go a little bit back and forth, but the spirit here now claimed it was, you know, when it wrote and everything, it wanted to be, it says it was a psychic counselor. It was a psychic counselor, and also the spirit too was, it claimed to be a psychic counselor, and it also claimed he one able to work miracles of healing, and also to be able to communicate with the dead. So spiritual, you know, communication into the spiritual world, the working of miracles of healing, a psychic counselor. And now let's talk a little bit about Python and where this came from, and, you know, how do we even come to Python here? Well, if you would please, you can open your Bibles to Acts chapter 16, verse 16. And Paul and Silas and the crew, they were going around preaching. And it says in Acts 16, 16, and it came to pass as we went to prayer, a certain damsel, and this means young girl, a certain young girl possessed with a spirit of divination met us. Now, number one, notice here it says right in the Bible that it was a possession with a spirit, and it says a spirit of divination. Now, what's really interesting is when you go look up that word divination in the Bible, in the Greek there, it refers right back to a spirit of Python. So where does Python? Now, what happened here? Now, let's look at what the spirit of Python did. Now, in Acts chapter 16, verse 17, it says, the same followed Paul and us and cried, saying, these men are the servants of the Most Most High God, which show unto us the way of salvation. Now stop and think about that, folks. We know that it was a spirit of Python, but notice that we had the right words here. And I say this so often. Just because they're saying the right words does not mean it's always the right spirit. And notice here is that this seemed to be religious, and it's like, hey, this is Paul. These men are the servants of the Most High God. You know, and there was nothing wrong about that. And it was the truth. It appeared to be the truth. But now look what happened. And this did she many days. Many days. And finally it says, but Paul being grieved. Now notice, there was something she was doing, and she's doing this thing, but it was putting a burden on Paul's spirit. There was something that was just not right about this. You know, you hear these great words, you hear what you think is the truth, but there was a grieving in Paul's spirit. It was finally, Paul's like, we can't have any more of this. And he turned and said to the spirit, I command thee in the name of Jesus Christ to come out of her. And he came out the same hour. So now notice, number one, we're obviously not talking about a godly spirit here, because Paul commanded that to come out in Jesus' name, and the spirit came out. But now notice this, listeners, it came out in the same hour. That means that was not instantly. That meant within that period of time, you know, that could have been a struggle of up to 45, 50 minutes or more, right? And this was Paul praying. But we look at this here now. And now when we look back at Python, as we were sharing about the devil and Karen Kingston, let's look what was surrounding this spirit here. What came before and what came a bit after chapter 11, because this is where you're going to start seeing the whole pack of wolves. And so what we have is we have Python here, and around the spirit of Python, you have mind-twisting religious spirits, insanity, falsehood, you have lust, adultery, the spirit of whoredoms, and the spirit of perversions, all circling around or all around this area of Python that was here. Now, I want to paint this picture here, because notice, what was this girl prophesying? What was this girl saying? What was this girl divining? You know, she was sitting there talking, and these men are the servant of the Most High God. But, and you see where this Python goes back to is it goes back to the oracles of Delphi. Now, what Delphi was... it was a city that became very rich through trade and everything, but they made a lot of money, right, with personal prophecy for people, and basically helping them to grow rich and help them with important decisions. And this was in business and everything. And Delphi was a place for worshiping Mother Gaia. So now we're seeing the connection between this spirit and the Mother Divine, and the spirits of Mother Divine, Holy Mother, and of divination. Now, when you look in your Bibles, and if you start looking up the words of divination in the Old Testament, they don't cut any corners. They go directly. And when you see the word divination, it goes right back to the words of witchcraft. And they call a spade a spade. They say, you know what? This is witchcraft. And when you go over into the Greek here with this here too, what they have is they have the divination. But anyway, here we go. Delphi, a place for worshiping the Mother Gaia. Gaia was the mother goddess connected with fertility all the way back then to over 2019 years ago. And the thing is that this was going on way before Jesus showed up on the scene too. This is what they were famous for. Now, what happened was is you would have these oracles of Delphi, and what would happen is they would come for decisions, and what these young girls would do is they would sit them on chairs, and then they would breathe vapors and fumes. They would breathe vapors and fumes that would come out of the ground, and then they would go in, I kid you not, this is the term they use, an ecstasy rave. They would sit there, and they would babble, and they would do gibberish, and they would quake, and they would have all these tics and shake, and they would shake all over the place, and they would be gibbering with their voice all over, and then somebody would be there trying to figure out what they were saying and what the prophecy was or what the advice was or what the spirit was telling them to do. Now, Python was a guard of these oracles of Delphi, right? And you see, Python is the guardian spirit there, but you also Also what they would call, now there's an interesting thing that happened with Apollo now, and not to get too deep into Greek mythology, but Apollo, when he was a little kid and he shot his first arrow, he accidentally killed Python. Whoops, watch out with those bows and arrows, kids. Right? And so what happened was Python apparently gets killed by Apollo, and that's why you also hear the Temple of Delphi be called the Temple of Apollo. Man, talk about civil war in Satan's kingdom, right? Okay, he was killed with that arrow, and so it went around. So what would happen then is that Apollo would prophesy through these women. Python was a guard. They would even call the little prophet girls or the prophet ladies, they would call them Pythia. And there's lots of names for them they have. You know, you have the Greeks, the Romans, everybody. But they were called Pythia. And Pythia comes from this word Python. And what's really interesting is, now watch this, folks, because I have had people come to me asking for prayer saying, Elvis, I have this smell that just comes out of my body. I don't know where this smell comes from out of my body, but this smell just comes out. Well, very interesting you should say that, because when Python was killed, the Greek word for Python or that area there, the actual word Python and Pythia, and when it goes back to, it means to rot, and it means to smell very bad. It's basically the smell of rot and decay. And I was like, wow. And so then I asked the people, I go, well, have you been, were you involved a lot in fortune telling or soothsaying, or, you know, how many, what you thought were religious prophecies or whatever, have you had prayed over you? Now, I want you to notice something here. When we go back to the book on the devil and Karen Kingston, one thing that happened as a self-defense mode for this spirit, as they're praying for Karen Kingston here, is the spirit kept telling them to quit and they wouldn't quit. And so all of a sudden what happened here, okay, so all of a sudden what happened here is the demon said, well, watch what I do now. And the spirit caused Karen Kingston to defecate all over herself. Yes, folks, in simple English, she filled her pants, and whatever came out of her was so horrible that most of the people had to run out of the room, and they were vomiting as they ran out of the room. And so one of the self-defense mechanisms of this spirit was to do that. We have actually prayed for people, too, where we've been praying for them, and some demons come out the top and some demons come out the bottom. But, you know, these workers were trying to hold their breath, but as soon as they had to breathe, it just was not available, right? And you know what the demon commented to at the time? It says, can you smell that? Isn't it beautiful? Oh, how wonderful. What a delightful experience. I love that smell. It's so good. So good. And what's really interesting is when we look at times, and now notice we talked a little bit earlier about the spirit of insanity. And it's also very interesting, too, that there's times where there are people that go insane for various reasons, and they end up wiping, you know, they defecate and they end up wiping it all over themselves or the walls or everywhere. And so I just put that out there now because this is what happens.
Folks, stay tuned. We'll be right back after these messages. Do you want a more powerful and successful prayer life? Would you like to see results? God intended you to have victory. So then why does it seem like your prayers seem to go unanswered? Could it be that a key element of praying powerfully is being left out altogether? Discover the one thing the enemy does not want you to know that can make all the difference. This is a practical and easy to use, powerful book where we lay out a powerful blueprint for real results. You can step into that powerful place of authority and begin to experience the outcome that you've been waiting for. No matter what is going on in your life, you have the power to change things through prayer. And do you know prayer is different than warfare? It is time to step out now in power and achieve results. Get your copy of Power Prayers today. It's warfare that works. Find it on Amazon, Barnes & Noble, and get it brought into your local Christian bookstore. It's warfare that works. Hi, everyone. This is Sheila Zielinski. How would you like to advertise your product or service with us? We have a very robust audience, as well as a large social media reach. And we should be supporting Christian businesses. If you're interested in advertising your product or services with us, send us an email at info@sheila.media. That's info@sheila.media. And one of our sales staff will get in touch with you to see if your product or service is a good fit. All our advertising packages can be tailored to fit your budget. Consider advertising on The Sheila Zielinski Show. That's info@sheila.media. Make the inquiry today and get your business noticed.
You're watching The Sheila Zielinski Show.
Why is this such a danger, or why do we need to look at this here? Well, based on what we've read from Karen Kingston, based on what we've studied from these spirits, and when we start putting the pieces together tonight, we're going to notice is that, you know, there's a lot of people out there. And they're really striving after, they want gifts of the Holy Spirit. They want gifts of God. And what they'll do is they'll look up on the stage, and they'll see the Oracle of Delphi up there shaking violently, babbling away. And they'll go, wow, if I could just be like her. Or they want somebody to lay hands on them that they would have the gifts of prophecy. Now, the innocent Christian may say, you know what? Wow, you know, I really like that. I'd really like to prophesy and have the gifts of the Holy Spirit work through me. But through the, you know, then all of a sudden what happens is that we got this spirit going all over. The psychic counselor working miracles of healing and communicating with the dead. Now, there is a picture example of this. One of the best pictures of this that you can find is also on YouTube. And there is a prophetess who is on the stage, and she claims to have been speaking with the dead. I forget the name of the preacher she was speaking with the dead, shaking violently all over the place while giving a prophecy of elephants and everything else like that. Now, this person was Todd Bentley's mistress who was doing this, and you'd have to go look at that, but there are several of these folks that you can go and see on YouTube, and the interesting thing is that you actually see this, what's going on with this spirit of Python and this weird spirit going on, because they totally lose control of themselves. Their heads are shaking back and forth. And the other thing that's going on too is at the same time they will start to hiss, and they won't quit hissing. And you can see it for yourself. Go directly there and just watch that. And people sit in front of that, and they want these people to lay hands on them. And, oh, if they could just have that gift too. And notice with this quote-unquote gift here, it's easily transferable and it's quick. And you know what? Doesn't that sound like the recipe for today? Now, let's go back here. I want to talk a little bit. We're going to look at, like I said, there's many different things we can look at tonight. We're going to go over Bible verses here. And the thing is what I want to say here is people want that, but they don't realize the price or what they're inviting into their spirit, what they're inviting into their bodies, and what that's going to do to them. And that spirit just doesn't go away. And that somehow gets transferred on. And then all of a sudden people start having all these really crazy problems, and they don't know where that came from, because they were never anywhere bad. They were at the place where, you know, the Python priestess was up there pythoning to everybody. Yeah, and that spirit transfer. Now, let's finish up with the Bible verse here too. And you know, Paul went and he turned around and he cast that spirit out of her the same hour. The problem was, like it says in verse 16, it says that this little girl, the Python priestess, right, that was possessed by a spirit of Python, okay, brought her masters much gain by soothsaying. She made people rich. Now, what happened is, as soon as Paul cast this spirit out of this girl here, they became angry. And what happened to Paul and Silas, they were lied about. They were falsely accused. They were stripped down. They were stripped of their belongings. They were brought before a court, and they were thrown into jail. And so, you know, there's just some of the backlash there. You might want to be binding up, because when you touch a spirit like this, number one, you have the spirit that's not going to really like that. And number two, you have the people benefiting from that spirit too. So we bind that backlash in Jesus' name. Now, keep reading down in the story, because something incredible happens. That's also the story where Paul and Silas were thrown into jail. And at midnight, they prayed and they sang. And then there was a great earthquake and everybody was set loose. The guard was going to kill himself. Paul said, don't do that. And so the guy goes, okay, I'm not going to kill myself. He gets saved. He treats their wounds. And then they said, okay, well, the magistrate said you can go. And I love what Paul did next. He goes, you know what? We're Roman citizens here. Why don't you tell the magistrates themselves to come down and set us free? And they did. But so anyway, they're very protective of their areas. When you start touching money, look out. So what happens here is I want to look at this a bit more. And we're going to go back to Karen Kingston here, because what you see in little Karen Kingston is what you'll see in the little fortune-telling girl as well. Now, notice this. You have a psychic counselor, you know, and what you do today is you just have people from going being the psychic counselor, and they go right over into the religious counselor or the prophetess. And, you know, and hey, miracles of healing. Well, you notice here, you see it here too, where the demons are saying they also have miracles of healing, communication with the dead. And, you know, and we have this more and more today. You have people going through portals so that they can go into other dimensions. All the stuff. You have people going to fortune tellers so they can speak with dead relatives, dead spouses, right? And in the Devil and Karen Kingston, the spirit said human beings by their very nature are extremely gullible. Naturally, they cannot communicate with their deceased loved one and friends, but what an opportunity this gullibility presents for our side. I can tell you all of this because no one's going to accept it anyway. The doors will still be wide open to all of us in the other world. Well, Father in heaven, in Jesus' name, we go right now and we start shutting all doors, all portals, all stargates to the other world now in Jesus' name that would allow evil or wicked spirits to come through in Jesus' name. No matter how much of an angel they look like, we shut the doors to that in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, and we loose the angels to go guard those doors and portals in Jesus' name. And yes, folks, this is a big thing. There was a huge conference over here in Europe recently by a quote-unquote Christian person or whatever coming out of the New Age Christianity movement, Cosmic Jesus, here we come. Okay, and what was happening was they were teaching people how to access portals so that they could get direct access and take trips to the third heaven. And I kid you not, this is huge. Okay, now I want you to show you this here too. Now remember, this was recorded, this was written down. I'm talking about the Devil and Karen Kingston. The other part of the recording is you see some individuals don't even realize it, but they have been inhabited by many of us for a great number of years. They eventually die. Well, my friends and associates are then forced to roam around in what you call a disembodied state. Right? The people die, the demons want to go to a disembodied state, and naturally the first thing any of us searches out for is another human vessel who will not resist our efforts to gain entrance. Now, when these little guys have gained their entrance, all of a sudden we start seeing these supernatural gifts and abilities that come into people. Now, some people take advantage of that and go, hey, this is great, right? And the thing is like the Spirit said further here, all the Spirit said is all we have to do is be patient and wait, right? We have no fear, okay? Why should we? We've already captured them. All we must do is be patient and wait. Those of our world in such situations are required to exert no effort in order to gain our ends. These people are, in a sense, begging us to come forth to enter them, to give them power, and we do. Did you hear that, folks? The people are begging them to come in. Oh, just lay hands on me. Oh, if I could only be like her. Oh, my Lord. Okay, there's other people. I won't name them right now, too, but they stand up front. They fall on the ground. It's really interesting also that at Python, or these Pythia prophets that we can call them, what they would do is that there was also a lot of heavy drugging. They would basically drug the brains out of these people until they would just sit there and babble. And what I find interesting, too, is the amount of, you know, you get some of these Gaia prophets out there and the amount of drug addiction or drug problems that go through them at the same time. But they're the ones channeling something from us that we believe is God. Okay, and like the demon said here, they're begging us to come forth to enter them and to give them power. And we do. It's easy when people play with the things of our world. They open the door, not us. They gladly welcome us. We don't have to force ourselves upon them. Why should we? It's not necessary. Oh boy, people, that's called letting a massive demonic spirit in. Now, people say, well, so what? Look at this. I'm getting rich. God's blessing me. Which one? I'm getting everything I want. This is great. Well, until the spirits come, until the demons come to collect the bill. Now, what happens is that with the Python here, there are things that start to happen. And we have prayed for people like this. We have, wow, people come in. And what happens is usually people enjoy these spirits. And as soon as the devil comes to collect the bill, they're running to the first church and getting saved and want to be set free yesterday after a 40-year career in witchcraft. It may take a little bit longer than these.
Folks, stay tuned. We'll be right back after these messages. Hey everyone, it's Sheila Zielinski. Folks, did I tell you I'm boycotting Starbucks? Listen, I have been on the hunt since I did that expose for a 100% Christian-owned coffee company. And I'm excited to tell you that I not only found one, but I bought their coffee. And you know what? The only reason I agreed to promote it is because I love it. It's the best coffee that I've ever had. And that's not a line. You know how most people just say that? Well, I actually drink this coffee. I've given it to friends and family and even my staff. And you know what they all say? How do I get more of this coffee? And guess what? For Sheila's listeners, you take 10% off your purchases. You can't get any better than that. Folks, it's that good. And here's the kicker. When you buy bestdayevercoffee.com, you support other like-minded Christian businesses as we march toward the mark of the beast. Hey, shouldn't we be supporting our brothers and sisters in Christ? And why buy from big box stores? Their coffee is stale. Listen, you wouldn't eat stale popcorn. Why drink stale coffee? And check out the flavors. Try a whole bunch of different kinds and discover your favorite. Listen, go to bestdayevercoffee.com now and use code Sheila at checkout. Drink fresh. Drink bestdayevercoffee.com.
You're watching The Sheila Zielinski Show.
Now, what happened was in Karen Kingston here, and I believe that through her mother in her family, remember her mother was the one who went insane and basically stabbed her father to death. He, of course, was kind of a savory, unsavory character as well. And what happened was that the first thing that happened here is a bunch of abnormal swelling started coming up in Karen Kingston. And one of the areas, Karen began to bloat. It was first evident in her abdominal region, and her belly soon resembled a huge balloon. The little 13-year-old looked as if she were 8 to 9 months pregnant. The demon cackled. This little person is going to have a baby. Look at her stomach. She's about ready to deliver. Right. And so it kept taunting them And it says, well, do you have the power to stop this? Can your God perform such miracles through his servants? Come on, Rogers, show us what your God can do now. And you see, it kept going. The skin kept expanding until there were splits in the skin. She had like 4-inch gashes in her skin. And they kept telling it to go. And here's one thing, too, because how many times have we heard this? Or ladies, how many times has this voice spoken to you? They came against the spirit, and the spirit says, I will not go. I am old, and I have nowhere to go. Leave me alone. And the thing is that we've come against these spirits, or the quote-unquote, the old lady spirits. And it's amazing. You will have young, apparently healthy, attractive Christian ladies, right? And they'll come to church and they're like, I feel like an old woman. I'm ugly. My hair is this. I'm having this. I'm having parts, parts of my body are doing funny things like this. But you notice here, and I would notice this in people, and it's just like, I'm sorry, how I'm standing, I must be standing outside the forest because I look at you and you're telling me how you look and how you feel, and I don't see that. So you have something on the inside tormenting you about that. People, this is the price for this stuff. You know, tonight you can choose and say, no, Elvis, I'm going to do it. I like when little Mrs. Tattoo Freak wants to stand up front and shake her head and hiss and tell me about elephants and everything else like that. I like that. I want to be like her. Okay. Well, your choice. There you go. Here, let's hear it for liberty. But there's a bill to be paid for that. And so what happened was it started taking over the body. It started going after the joints, going after the nerves. It just really starts going after it. Now, what happened is, when you start, tears, rips into the skin. Another thing that the spirit of python does by that one, you know, a python by nature, how a python goes about killing people is they basically, or killing things, they basically fall on it from out of a tree. They'll fall on an animal, and just by sheer force and weight, they'll break its back. Or what they'll do is they'll catch something, right? They'll catch something with their mouth, or they'll squeeze it, you know, they'll constrict it, and they'll squeeze it. We've actually, for people that have had asthma, we started coming against the spirit that was cutting off the breath on people, too. And we've seen, wow, success with that, too, where that's come out. And so let's look at this here. Let's just look at some of the causes, you know, because the enemy can leave footprints where we can recognize it. You see, one side of the coin is, well, oh, look at the money and look at the fame. And remember, it's all connected back to the worshiping of Mother Gaia, the mother goddess religion here. What was going is, here's this, there's blood circulation problems, other physical characteristics that kind of give us hints towards what we're dealing with, either snake spirits or python or constricting spirits, are blood circulation problems. Always cold. People that are always cold and no blood flow. Breathing problems, suffocation, choking, asthma, and lung problems. And this is stuff we've all actually prayed against in this area too. Now in Africa, python is given credit for making women pregnant. And I find this very interesting here too, because Gaia was the mother goddess, connected with fertility, but this was all the way up in Greece. But in Africa, they have their own thing too. But python is given credit for making women pregnant. Now, what this does, it's driving girls and women to get pregnant. Okay, notice this. Even on page 60, when you look at the book here, what's the first thing this python spirit did to 13-year-old Karen Kingston was like, look at this. Look at this. She's getting pregnant. She's getting pregnant right there. Look at her abdominal region. It's swelling, right? And then the demon goes, can your God perform these miracles through his servants? Right. But now this is a real thing, and this is all over the world too, where driving girls and women to get pregnant, there are many religions. We know it's like you see these women and they have 12, 13, 14 kids. I've actually been to the churches. I've been to the churches in Switzerland where having kids was the mark that God was blessing you, and the family that had the least children, they only had eight kids. So the least blessed family only had eight kids, and I kid you not. Okay, and it's an offshoot, and it's a branch of Catholicism, and it's really weird. But if you have one of those things too, where the husband just looks at the wife and they're pregnant with their 21st child, okay, there is prayer for that. There is prayer for that. Now, I was contacted recently several years ago, sorry. I was contacted back then by the Salvation Army on the German and Polish border. And the Salvation Army said, well, we've been here, and in our areas, as soon as the girls hit 18 or 19 years old, there's this huge unexplainable drive they have to get pregnant. And were over flooded, and they had been calling around, and they said, you know what, your name came up with somebody who might know what's going on here. And I said, well, have you ever heard of the spirit of python, or the spirit that drives girls and women to get pregnant, especially when it's, 19 years old, and then all of a sudden, they are driven to have a baby with anybody, so they'll go find anybody just to get pregnant. Okay, they'll go find anybody just to get pregnant, and that happens. And wow, and of course, there's a lot of different reasons for that. So, another thing too, let's just keep going here because there's lots of points here. There's also the umbilical cord coiled around the baby's neck and the womb, and it's also interesting to note on the attack on children that's there, and basically child sacrifice. But all of a sudden you'll have this big thing where it's like, well, yeah, all my kids end up with their umbilical cord wrapped around the baby's neck. We get sudden infant death syndrome. They've connected that even more and more to vaccines, where they pump the kids up with vaccines, send them home, and wow, the children die. So they blame it on the parents, on crib death. But whenever you start seeing stuff wrapping around or stuff coming against the breath, and it's a very slow death, and so the snake just basically keeps crushing you until you suffocate. Okay. Another thing, too, that's here is in the Python area, one thing that happens here, too, is there's an over-secretion of saliva in the mouth. And what happens is when you have an over-secretion of saliva, there's also going to be a lot of mouth sores, canker sores. In Europe, they call them herpes. You get those painfully sore red things on the lips. The snakes get those, too. But what happens is you'll notice the connection between mouth sores and canker sores. This is what happens. But also look at constant strep and sore throat. And do you see this, people? And people have this constant strep and a sore throat. I used to get that all the time, too. Okay, and you see, people don't realize, it's like they go to the Mother Gaia prophetess at the revival whatever meeting there, and the one shaking up on the stage, of course, they have to touch them and they want the transference of the gift, or they lust after that gift because they want to be spiritual too, and all of a sudden they don't know where all this is coming from. And so this is really why we need discernment in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, right? Constant strep and sore throat, anything in those areas. And it can go, and notice where it goes, all the way from the belly up into the throat, the nose. When we talk about other snake spirits, when we start talking about Kundalini, that's where we have, I literally had a person say, I just saw something in the spirit, and it's like I have this big brown snake in my pelvis, and it works its way up my spinal cord. Okay, so that's where we'll need to pray there too. You know what? We come against spirits of gullibility. Right? Because the demons use it to get you to believe more and more. There's also confusion and deceit and mental instability with connections into schizophrenia and bipolar. Another thing here, too, where we don't notice it is that there's also things that, you know, that sets up personality patterns here, too. And, you know, you have busybody spirits, finds a way to get into other people's business. You know, in Germany here, we called pulling it out of their nose. There's troublemaking, sarcasm as a hurtful weapon. There are strong feelings of resentment and bitterness. There's a real proclivity to turn molehills into mountains, takes great offense at small issues. And people are always walking on eggshells around them so they don't explode. And by the way, this is also a thing of the Holy Mother or the Mother Divine Spirit. And this is how that spirit will move into a church or be in a person, and they will get everybody around them to be walking on eggshells and walking and moving in a spirit of fear, because you don't want to disturb the Mother Divine, the Holy Mother, or like they would say in Montana, the Holy Heifer. You don't want to disturb that, or you get the horns, right? See, there's an atmosphere of fear around these people. Okay, not respect. Okay, the basic theme is don't wake the snake.
Folks, stay tuned. We'll be right back after these messages.
The Green New Deal appears to be the number one headline in the news, and it is not going anywhere. But is this New Deal really new? This green agenda is not about saving the planet, as its creators are quick to espouse. It is instead the re-implementation of an ancient pagan imperial doctrine that seeks to destroy the world's nation-states, implement global governance, and drastically reduce the world's population. The new religion of Gaia is in fact a revival of paganism that rejects Christianity altogether and considers its followers to be its biggest enemy. Gaia is a cunning mixture of science, paganism, Eastern mysticism, and feminism, and has made this pagan cult the fastest growing religion on the planet. It views the Christian faith as the only obstacle preventing the formation of a global religion centered on uniting all forms of life around the goddess of Mother Earth. In her critically acclaimed book, Green Gospel, author, researcher, and broadcaster Sheila Zielinski demolishes what you think you know about the Green New Deal. She exposes how the claim that the human-induced global warming and the green agenda were diabolical plans deliberately hatched decades ago by the UN and are the greatest frauds of our time. Green Gospel unpacks the greatest deception of our era and takes you through the astonishing who, what, when, where, and why of the Green New Deal and explains what it's really all about. Get your copy of Green Gospel today. Thank you. You're watching The Sheila Zielinski Show.
Now, let's look into more here, too. We're just kind of going through things for time. Let's look at Mother Divine just for a moment as well, because remember, Python was a guard for all these spirits. The Pythia prophet spirits, you know, really, I wish I could show you a video right now as we were speaking about this. And it's really, it's this uncontrolled shaking. This is something, too. They claim that a lot of this is the Holy Spirit with this uncontrolled shaking, twittering, moaning, groaning. You know, how many times have I seen the video, or how many times have I seen it where they tell people, don't be afraid, this is the Holy Spirit, while someone sits on a chair and shakes around and is supposedly giving prophecy. People, that is a spirit. That is a spirit of the Mother Divine. That is a spirit of Python, the spirit of divination. I do not care. If you put lipstick on a python, it's still going to be a python. Now, when we look at Mother Divine, this goes all the way back. And Mother Divine is really cruel, and Mother Divine is especially cruel for women, against women, and of course, it's no great friend of men either. Let's look at this here, okay? Now, Mother Divine comes out of and springs forth out of female-dominated religions, like the Mother Gaia. You have the worship of Mary, Tammuz. Okay, Mary and Tammuz, basically the same person, because they both walk around carrying a little baby god in their arms, right? You have Shiva, Kali, Vashti, Isis, and it's all of the mother-son religions and the earth and nature religions that's there. Now, what happens is there is a warped sense of sensuality, okay? There's a warped sense of pleasure. And this is a key element in false religion. That's why you had the groves. That's why you had the temple prostitutes. By the way, the choice is yours. You could have the little girl, or you could have the little boy. Interesting that that's coming back today, right? And also, you know, you had the Canaanite religion, the sex goddess, and you have the spirits of harlotry and whoredoms. And you see a lot of these religions, that is the religious practice. You have your temple prostitute. You pay the appropriate fee. You get to go out in the bushes and worship. There you go. We'll just call it that. You get to go out in the bushes and do the little worship thing and all that, and there you go. Now, the thing is, there is a flip side of the coin to this, and you'll see this. The flip side of the coin are strong fears and inhibitions, and this makes having any relationship or any type of relationship or a close relationship impossible. Okay, you'll have frigidity, fears of intimacy, okay, fears of the opposite sex, the never getting married, the vow of a nun, whether they're a Catholic nun or not. And what happens is you'll do on the flip side, you'll either have this warped sense of pleasure and harlotry and whoredoms, or you go on the flip side, and this is where you have the apparent, you know, where they're locked away like a nun, you have the spinsters, you have, you know, They're dreadfully afraid of any relationship or whatever. And that can be, boy, praying for those things, you'll find a lot of different avenues where that can come in, okay? But a lot of time, this is very, very tormenting. And what's really interesting here, too, is like, you know, you have nuns. And by the way, nuns are not just in the Catholic Church. There are several religions that had them, where it was a group of dedicated women and they were married to their God. They were married to their God. And things got interesting from there, right? Now, one thing here is, too, is, again, this is where you also get the psychic counselors. You get spiritual healing, but it's not from God. So usually it's like you'll kick out one ailment, but a deeper ailment will come in, right? It was really interesting, too, in the book of Devil and Karen Kingston, the spirit said, you know, they believed in healing with magnets. By the way, you can bind that up. Communication with the dead, sciences, spiritist meetings, right? And the demon claimed that the doors would still be wide open, and it keeps the door open for deception. Now, let's rephrase that. How many times are there, you know, nice ladies or there ladies or whatever, and they go through one bad experience and they find themselves in another bad experience, and then they say to themselves, how could I do that again? Why do I always find this type? Why do I bump into men are like this? Why do I always bump into women that are like this, you know, at work or whatnot? And it's just open for deception. And, you know, and like we said, the demons, they're patient and they wait. And I want to, let's look at this for a second. Let's go to Lamentations chapter 2, verse 14. In there it says, the prophets have seen vain and foolish things for you, and they have not discovered your iniquity to turn away your captivity, but have seen for you false burdens and causes of banishment. Okay? Now, but have seen for thee false burdens. And we look into the Hebrew for this one. The meaning of that is they've seen false utterances. They have spoken like an oracle for you. And the causes of banishment, this is really interesting. Banishment here, it's seduction, right? And causes for banishment, seduction, enticement, to draw you aside. And I found this interesting when I started studying this and going into it and realizing what was coming out of this. But yeah, it's all a thing of seduction. And oh yes, there is a seduction Christianity as well. And they will tell you, I love you. I love you. You're so wonderful. You're right. And what happens then is then the person who's seeking, you know, family, love to be a part of a group or whatever else like that, they let their guard down and in comes the snake. Now, in Lamentations, we go one verse further. Look at this in the book of Lamentations. We go one verse further and it says, all that pass by clap their hands at you. They hiss and wag their head at the daughter of Jerusalem, saying, is this the city that men call the perfection of beauty, the joy of the whole earth? Boy, look at that. What a wicked verse in the Bible. They clap their hands, they hiss and wag their head. That's a serpent spirit, folks. And they're laughing at the daughter of Jerusalem. Believing women going, wow, really? Was this the daughter of Jerusalem? They call her beautiful at the same time, while at the same time calling you ugly and worthless and not enough. Really, is this anything great? Verse 16, all your enemies have opened their mouth against you. They hiss and they gnash the teeth, and they say, we have swallowed her up. We got her. We got her. Certainly, this is the day that we looked for. We have found, and we have seen it. Oh, my Lord. That's horrible. That's out of the book of Lamentations, chapter 2, 14 through 16, folks. Okay? Now, this is really something because, and when you read this in the German, it says, you know, all your enemies have opened their mouth against you. When you read this in another language, it's like, you know, it was basically they were biting you, right? This is horrible. Well, folks, so how are we going to do this? We've come to the halfway point here. I've been sharing information. Now, there's times where it's like, well, how do we fight these spirits and how do we come against this? Well, what's really good about this is, you know, there's times where you'll just rebuke divination, false prophecy. But we noticed here how these spirits really like to fight. And especially when you're talking about a python, pythons don't give up with a big fight. Ever seen those videos where you'll have like the big pythons and they'll start wrapping themselves around a person and all the effort it takes to get this snake off of the people, whatever, it doesn't come off easy, right? And there's even some boa constrictors out there. What they do is they wrap you up and then what they do is they keep biting you with their mouth. That's nice. But we look at this here too, and it's interesting how much the Bible talks about this here. And let's look at some verses, okay? Now, like we said, Python uses his teeth to hold his prey while coiling around them and to lacerate while striking. You know, there'll be time where you be praying against something, and then there will be time when you're on the floor, on the ground, praying with a person against this spirit that does not want to come out. And in Psalm chapter 3, verse 7, it says, arise, O Lord, save me, O my God, for you have smitten all my enemies upon the cheekbone. You have broken the teeth of the ungodly. Psalm 58, verse 6 says, break their teeth, O God, in their mouth. Break out the great teeth of the young lions, O Lord. Right? Okay? Psalm 124, verse 6, blessed be the Lord who hath not given us as a prey to their teeth. Okay, so you can pray these, break this stuff down, and command these spirits to come out. It's like, no, and you're not going to keep biting them anymore. You're not going to keep squeezing these people to death. You know, it's even an interesting expression that people use sometimes. I just feel so squeezed. Oh, my finances are kind of tight to this month. I'm squeezed for time. I'm squeezed, right? Blessed be the Lord who has given us not. Now, when the protective hedge that is around us is down, this also opens the door for spirits to come in. And we need to ask angels to rebuild it and ask the Lord to build the hedges around our minds and build the hedges around our soul and spirit in Jesus' name. So, Father in heaven, in Jesus' mighty name, we pray that right now, Lord, that all of the spiritual hedges of protection would be built up again, especially in our mind, our will, our emotions, around our spirit, our heart. And it's interesting what happens here is spiritual hedges are broken around us when we dabble in the forbidden, when we dabble into the occult. You know, there are people walking around and they have no hedges. And they're like, oh, I can see into the spirit world. I can see demons. I can see all this. Well, you know what? They're probably telling you the truth because those hedges are gone. Those natural protective hedges are gone. And in Ecclesiastes chapter 10, verse 8, it says, he that diggeth a pit shall fall into it, and whoso breaketh a hedge, a serpent shall bite him. So you're out there breaking hedges and everything, tearing those hedges down, working in spiritual things that we shouldn't be working in. The hedges get taken down, and it says, a serpent shall bite him.
Folks, stay tuned. We'll be right back after these messages. Listen, there are just too many reasons to list why you need to become one of my patrons today. Not only do you get exclusive content, you get access to private Q&As with Sheila and friends, commercial-free content, and so much more when you become a patron member. But you know what a better reason to become a member of Patreon is? Because you're supporting this broadcast and its efforts to spread the good news of the gospel of Jesus Christ. When you partner with me, you become a part of God advancing his kingdom and in the end time harvest of souls. That right there is the best reason to get behind this ministry and become one of my patrons. Let me be your voice in this epic end time battle. Become a patron today.
You're watching the Sheila Zielinski Show.
Let's keep going here. Now, the Lord will heal us from these snakes when we turn to him. In Numbers 21, chapter 21, verse 9, it says, and Moses made a serpent of brass, and he put it upon a pole, and it came to pass that if a serpent had bitten any man, when he beheld the serpent of brass, he lived. Now, there's an interesting thing about this pole I want to talk about is, you know, it was effective. It healed the people when they did it, right? It healed the people when that happened, right? And it was where, you know, the serpents came through. They bit the people. There was a burning there going on. They would look at the serpent of brass and they would live. Well, what happened is later, I believe it was in King Hezekiah's time, the people were still worshiping the serpent on the pole. And made out of brass. And so what happened was the king got rid of it and he called it Nehushtan, which means it is nothing. But you see that hundreds of years later, people had gone back to idolatry, worshiping that very same brass pole with the snakes on it. And yeah, finally he had to say, you know what, folks, we got to throw this away because you're worshiping the brass pole than you are God. Now, it's really interesting here that in Mark chapter 16, verses 17 and 18, and it says, and these signs shall follow them that believe. In my name shall they cast out devils. They shall speak with new tongues. They shall take up serpents, right? And if they drink any deadly thing, it shall not hurt them, and they shall lay hands on the sick, and they shall recover. Now, by taking up serpents, we're not talking about, you know, the mountain folk that take up the snakes, and they're dancing with it, and they say, I can feel the power of the Lord, right before the snake goes and bites them in the neck. Or bites them in the arm and they die, right? It's not that thing, right? They shall take up serpents. You know, it's dealing directly with evil spirits here. And, you know, just to go one step farther here, and I was mentioning this in another program, it says, and if they drink any deadly thing, it shall not hurt them. There are so many stories of poisons where people have been wanting to be killed with poisons, and the people just keep eating or drinking. There was one guy, they kept pouring poison into his soup. They literally gave him enough to kill a horse. And the guy was like, wow, this soup's pretty good. Can I have some more? And they can cancel that. The thing is remember when the devil was telling Jesus to jump off the top of the temple because the angels were going to catch him anyway? And it's like, and basically Christ came back and said, you know what? Thou shalt not tempt the Lord thy God. Okay? People, don't tempt God. Do not tempt God. There's no reward in heaven for being stupid. Okay? That's called a Darwin reward, folks. Don't do that. Do not tempt God on that one, right? So anyway, let's go. And in Luke chapter 10, verse 19, it says, behold, I give unto you power to tread on serpents and scorpions and over all the power of the enemy, and nothing shall by any means hurt you. And folks, what can happen is come after this. Now, obviously, when we're involved in this, we can go back and repent. Hey, even though your sins are like scarlet, they can still come out and be white as snow, right? And so it's like, you know what, Father in heaven, in Jesus' name, now or in the past, knowingly or unknowingly, Lord. I have been involved with either false prophecies or, Lord, I sought after knowledge that I should not have, Father. Lord, maybe you were a follower of Mother Gaia. Gaia worship, which is prevalent again in our modern day, right? And Lord, so I just want to pray now, Lord, and I want to ask you for your forgiveness in these areas, Father. And I ask you to cleanse me, Father. Forgive me of my sins and cleanse me. And now in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, I command all the spirits that came into me to come out of me now in Jesus' mighty name. All spirits of divination, all the mind-twisting religious spirits, all the spirits of insanity. What's going on in your life? You know, are any of the patterns that we talked about earlier going on? For many women, it's incredible on how many women, they hit a certain spot of their life. They will still be young. They will still be beautiful. They should be active. They should be having lives and everything, but they're bound. They are held by something, and they walk around going, I feel like an old woman today. All my joints hurt. Boy, I tell you what, we have really prayed against this in people. We had one lady, and she was a lady that was advanced in her age, and I was standing next to her one day, and I'll just say discernment hit or whatever, and I said, you know what, I think there's a spirit of death here going on, spirit of death and other stuff like that, and she's like, oh. And so I said, you know what, may I pray for you? And so we prayed together, and it was amazing what happened, because at her advanced age, circulation came back. And, you know, and when circulation comes back, the pains start going away in the joints, right? Always being cold spirit. And it's amazing how in just one time we prayed together, that went away. And people, it's not natural to be cold all the time, okay? I know some people are smaller, right? And they can do that. But when there's a real attack of coming against circulation in your hands or your legs, or some people go, well, I'm cold all the time. Ha ha ha. It's like, okay, well, let's sit down and go through your church history or what's been going on, or have you been involved in this or that? Okay. Now, I want to make sure that we didn't miss anything here. Again, the Python thing was a woman who practices divination, a prophetic priestess of Apollo. And like I said, Apollo was the one that ended up killing Python. When he shot his very first arrow at a young age, he killed Python. So anyway, what we want to do here too is we're going to look at this. Interesting with a python, sometimes when you just look at the animal of the spirit here too, in a python both lungs are developed and many snakes lose one. And what happens too is there's a lot of recurved teeth, and what they do is it secures their prey for an instant and it gives them a firm grip so the snake can coil for even more constriction. And it's, you know, it's worth looking into some of this stuff sometimes, because what happens is that it gives you ways of coming against it in the spirit world. One thing also about with Python and that is there's a lot of skin problems that go on with that. One thing that happens too is pythons also, they really hate to be confined. And so you can loose the restraining power of the Holy Spirit upon them. You can loose angels to go and cage them up, and they hate to be confined, and it brings back a real pressure on them. And what happens is that they become very docile and less able to fight. One thing that really hits pythons and a large killer of pythons is necrosis and bone diseases. You see, and why I bring this up here too is because you'll see some of the exact same things that are happening with these pythons, where necrosis, that's a dying of the flesh, just things just where it's just dead flesh and everything, right? And also bone diseases, and it's like, uh-huh. And you have people involved in the spiritual world for this, and they're getting, yeah, like things are just dying on them, right? And they start, and you get all the bone diseases, and we've prayed against this too. What happened is there's also an area called labial pits, and that's where the snakes, that's where they get their sensitivity to hot and cold. And what happens is that when that gets attacked, they're no longer sensitive to hot and cold, and they cannot detect their warm-blooded prey. So anyway, praise the Lord. We just loose the ministry of Paul against all this too in Jesus' name. We loose the ministry of Paul in here, who cast this spirit out of that little girl as she was going forward.
Folks, stay tuned. We'll be right back after these messages. Never before in history have we seen such an urgent need for spiritual warfare. Are you desiring a powerful and successful prayer life with other like-minded prayer warriors? That's what we have put together in SWAT Prayer. Swap Prayer allows you to join like-minded prayer warriors across the West and worldwide. So you simply go to swapprayer.com. You type in either your city or your state. You hit enter. You see the Swap Prayer icon that comes up on the screen. You click on that icon. That is your state leader. Simply connect with them and they will put you in touch with prayer groups in your state. God is raising up a powerful body of spiritual warriors ready for battle. Spiritual warfare attack teams that are storming the gates. We are fighting a spiritual battle, and as Christians, we can make all the difference in warfare prayer. As Christians, we are given the power and authority. It's our responsibility to use the tactical weapons that God provided to storm the gates. Never before in history has warfare prayer been so urgently needed. As Christians, we can make a difference. Go to swapprayer.com today.
You're watching The Sheila Zielinski Show.
What I'd like to do now is I would like to go forward and let's just call some of this out here. So Father in heaven, in Jesus' mighty name, Lord, we just mark all these spirits for deliverance, the spirit of Python, the spirit of Mother Divine, all the spirits and all the things that we could go through in this message time frame that we had. And Father, we just rebuke them in Jesus' name. We fall out of agreement with them. And we come against all family line spirits of divination and false spiritual gifts, especially those that have been passed down the women's side of the family now in Jesus' mighty name, and we break that and we rebuke that, and you loose them and let them go in Jesus' name. All binding and tormenting of the women. You know, ever notice, folks, you know, in the movies or wherever, you have the witches and they're always depicted as these old hags? Well, Father in heaven, in Jesus' mighty name, we call out the old hag spirits now. We call out the spirits and the demons that say, I am an old woman and I have nowhere to go. Everything out now in Jesus' name. All those spirits inside of people, setting them up for that. I'm an old woman, I have nobody around me, and I have nowhere to go. Everything out now in Jesus' mighty name. You loose God's people and you let them go. All the spirits, all the mind twisting, all the insanity, all the mind twisting religious spirits, all the gibbering prophecies in Jesus' name, all the time where they're speaking and nobody can really understand them, come out now in Jesus' name. Lord, we come against when the spirits have pushed the people into lust, adultery, whoredoms, the sensuality, the sex goddess in Jesus' name, Lord. We rebuke that, Father, in Jesus' name. And we also come against the other side where they've pushed the women into frigidity, fear of relationships, fear of being touched, fear of men, fear of being around people. Come out now in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. We also rebuke and we call out the spirit of the temple prostitute now in Jesus' name. The devoted temple prostitute, we cast that out in Jesus' name. We loose angels to go through the churches now and directly confront the temple prostitute and cast her out now in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Go through all the temple of the Holy Ghost in Jesus' name and cast out the temple prostitute. Come on, everything out now in Jesus' name. All the spirits of witchcraft, manipulation, control, all of that in Jesus' name. All the spirits where you are manipulated, controlled, and dominated by other women in Jesus' name, at your workplace, in the church, in life, by female relatives, we rebuke that now in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. We command all the spirits of Apollo to come out now. Apollo is the god of war and death and destruction, so we call all that out in Jesus' name. We rebuke this. Come on, everything out. We call out all spirits of insane prophecy, drug-induced prophecy, shaking uncontrollably. We break it and we fall out of agreement with the lie, with the uncontrolled shaking and quaking of our body, and we call that a move of the Holy Spirit. You are a lie. You are a spirit. You're a spirit of Python, and you loose these people in Jesus' mighty name. And we loose it against the individuals and also that spirit working in the churches now. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, we rebuke you. We come against all the spirits of being lied about in Jesus' name. Falsely accused in Jesus' name. Everything that this spirit does, it's like, yep, you enjoy it for a while, but all of a sudden you're lied about, falsely accused, brought before court, charged without a ground, thrown into jail for out of reason. Come out now in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. The spirit of gossip, slander, false accusation, the Lord Jesus Christ rebuke you. You loose God's people and you let them go in Jesus' mighty name. Lord, we just loose those songs and prayers of Paul and Silas in Jesus' name. We loose a great earthquake to go through the prison and to set everybody free in Jesus' name. Paul and Silas, they were whipped, they were beaten, they were given stripes. Well, we break that pattern too in Jesus' mighty name of being beaten and given stripes and you don't know why. In Jesus' mighty name, we break this. Lord, we loose civil war in Satan's kingdom. We just command the spirits of Apollo to attack the spirits of Python, Father, in Jesus' name. And we loose a disruption in all demonic wisdom, all spirits of false prophecy, everything that would want to come against God's people. And we shut the doors of gullibility in Jesus' name, believing everything, believing a lie. We rebuke that now in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. We shut off all psychic counselor spirits, psychic rescuer spirits. We shut off all false miracles of healing, all demonic signs and wonders in Jesus' name. And we shut the doors to the communication with the dead. That's called necromancy in Jesus' mighty name. We rebuke that. And we rebuke this pattern, Lord. Lord, we ask you for godly spirits of wisdom, knowledge, instruction, and building up in Jesus' mighty name, Lord. Where it says, I can tell you all of this because no one's going to accept it and the doors will be wide open. Well, Father, we loose angels right now to go and shut those doors and Holy Spirit to guard it, seal it in Jesus' name and shut these doors that they never be opened again. That these spirits do not pass from grandmother to mother to daughter to granddaughter in Jesus' name, Lord. Or from grandfather to father to son and grandson in Jesus' name, and we rebuke it and we renounce this in Jesus' name. And Lord, we pray and ask you to cleanse us and wash us and set us free, Lord, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. And we thank you and praise you, Lord. We bind this. We bind all spiritual backlash in Jesus' name. We send it back to the head of the sender in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, Father. And we pray and we ask you for your deliverance and for your building up, Father, in Jesus' name, Lord. In Jesus' mighty name we pray, amen and amen. And so I hope this helps, and I hope this filled one of the holes or filled the hole that we left behind in our series of The Devil and Karen Kingston. We wanted to do this. There is so much more you can talk about it. There are whole and complete messages on Python and the spirit of Mother Divine or the Holy Mother. Basically, how do you identify a Mother Divine or Holy Mother religion? It's where the Holy Mother is holding all the strings. It's the mother-son relationship. It's the mother and the baby things. You know, you go from Isis to Tammuz to Mary. And folks, it's all right out there. Go ahead and type in your favorite search engine, the Oracles of Delphi, and you'll learn a lot more about this. Folks, I hope you can go out there and find the right knowledge to help you get free from this. Praise the Lord and amen.
Amen. Very good job. Well, listen, Elvis, it was fantastic to have you, and I'm looking forward to you coming back and joining us real soon. Thanks so much for coming on, sir.
And thanks for having me.
My pleasure. Folks, that was Elvis, a Newhart pastor from the Hamburg Church of Deliverance. His information is linked down in the description below. Thank you so much for tuning into the program today. Listen, don't forget, sign up, subscribe to my newsletter. My e-newsletter is coming out next week. Go to sheila.media. Get on my e-newsletter because I'm going to be sending out a lot of very great information, guest updates, and really cool stuff. So make sure you are subscribed. And lastly, partner with this ministry. You can simply go over there to www.sheila.media or just sheilazelensky.com. Go up to the donate and there are options on how to become a partner of this ministry. And we thank you so much for your support and God bless you. Hey folks, listen, do you know how vitally important it is that you subscribe, like, and share these videos? Because when you take that simple action, you're helping to boost the show's algorithms. You know what they're doing out there on YouTube, Facebook, and Twitter. They use AI to monitor and distribute content. So when you do share, like, and subscribe, it helps the show appear in more people's news feeds. And that is important with all this Stasi censorship, isn't it? So by liking and sharing, you're actually taking part, spreading the good news of the gospel of Jesus Christ, equipping the saints. You're part of that. You become part of the harvesting of souls for God's eternal kingdom. So please, again, take a moment to spread the good news of Jesus Christ. Like, share, and subscribe.